This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner. The Illinois Department of Public Health is responding to a measles outbreak in Douglas County, where at least four cases have been confirmed. State officials say an outbreak is defined as three or more cases linked by a common exposure source. IDPH is working with local health departments to identify people who may have been exposed and to offer vaccinations to those at higher risk. Health officials urge anyone who is not immune to consult a provider about vaccination, especially before international travel or visiting areas with active measles outbreaks. IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vora says Illinois' high vaccination rates protect most residents, but pockets of lower coverage leaves some communities vulnerable. With nearly 3,000 cases reported nationally this year, he says clinicians should be attentive to pre-travel vaccination needs and consider measles in patients with consistent symptoms. Vora emphasizes two doses of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine are 97% effective. A journalism researcher says job cuts in Illinois media have become commonplace in communities across the country. John Volk with Local News Initiative at the Meadows School of Journalism says there are multiple factors, including the fracturing of audiences and the loss of ad revenue.
There's been huge shifts in the media landscape at large that are going to be hard for any news publisher to confront.
Volk notes journalism jobs in the U.S. dropped 36% over the last decade. Back-to-school season means enrolling kids in sports and activities. Parents should know the ins and outs so the child can get the most out of it. Emily Isom is a certified medical assistant in pediatrics at OSF Healthcare. She says sports help kids strengthen muscles, speed, endurance, and balance, and they can teach kids social skills like teamwork, communication, and self-esteem.
It helps them become who they are as a person. It helps them take ownership of their communication and be able to build that communication within our team.
Isom says a parent should never pressure a child into a certain sport or activity because they won't enjoy it. Instead, keep the conversation light and open-ended. Read more at WSIU.org.